About itself.
I think we got him right outside the door, by the way.
Bridget's here?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
bring on in. Ring the doorbell.
Oh, I saw him.
They didn't know where the bell
was. Act like he pushed it.
Right.
Hey!
I guess he was in the bathroom. Sorry. What a time to call on him.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Vincent?
That handsome man there.
We've already introduced you, talked about what you're doing. Pretty much explained everything.
Just doing while you were trying to reach me.
I brought you a water.
Thank you.
It's full service around here.
Yeah, one of the problems when you're on a diet is that you eat a lot and you... A lot.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're going to be on Celebrity Fit Club. Have you already started?
Yeah, we're into, like, day 86 now. There's 100 days of the whole commitment.
Was that a huge insult? Because I didn't know it started yet, and you're already into it.
No, we're not.
We didn't start.
No,
oh, okay.
You get
Christ.
It done, and then they air it. So they really don't want me to say they're really happy I'm on the air, but they don't want to tell you guys how much weight I lost or gained.
Okay, so we can't say anything about
you
how
can
you
say
look
how good looking
right
I am.
You are a handsome man.
Excellent.
You know, thank you. I mean, I just celebrated my 60th birthday Friday here in Venice Beach.
Wow.
So,
yay.
I don't feel 60.
That, huh?
No. And I'm out here with you guys, with all the surfer dudes. You know,
who else is on
Celebrity Fit
Club?
With the Beach Boys. Connie Wilson's on with me.
Okay.
Tina Yothers, Nick DeToro, Ed Lang from The Love Boat. Is it Lang along? He gets so mad at me because I can't say his last name.
Is he the doctor?
He was the bartender.
Isaac.
Oh,
yeah,
Isaac.
Right. Eric.
Aliniak.
From Aliniak from Baywatch. She's a doll. She's on. All these girls had babies.
Yeah.
And they put some weight on.
I thought Carney had her stomach either stapled or shrunk or something. She had
something done, and then she also had a baby, so she wants to get down to. She's getting down there.
Is the problem that now you're going to be on showing this amazing weight loss diet? Now every time you go in public and you're out having dinner, people are going to look at you like, hey, you can't do that. You're supposed to be on a diet.
That happens. That happens.
And what
yeah.
do you say? Like, let me eat my pasta. Yeah.
No, I haven't. I haven't been eating any pasta.
You haven't?
Nah, I haven't been eating any of that stuff. I've been eating veggies and fruit for like 86 days, and once in a while, a piece of fish.
Oh, what's the point of living? No pasta, no cheese.
Now, you know what? Am I sick of it? Sometimes I get sick of it. Like last night after the weigh-in, I freaked out and I went to Subway. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I went over to, what's that, Wurzelschnitzel or something like that over with those chili dogs?
Wurzelschnitzel.
Yeah. I went over there. Yeah, so you cheat once in a while, you know. And, you know, last week it was hard because we had a party on my show in New York, and there was cake and pizza and everything. But I don't touch that. Even if, like, you know, if we went out to dinner, I would say you could order whatever you want. But, you know, I know what I want.
Oh, my God.
And I order a salad, then...
No, so none of the bread, when they bring you the bread with the butter...
I don't touch it.
Wow.
No, I don't touch it.
Do you drink now?
I drink my red wine.
Okay, so you're still doing that. I
stopped drinking the tequila. I had a shot the other night because, you know, it's the big 6-0. But I drink my red wine.
Is tequila fattening?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Do we know
well,
any
why
fat
do you,
Mexicans around here?
I don't know any.
When you put it in a margarita, it's fat
well,
because the margarita makes
the sugar.
Maybe. No, you know, alcohol itself isn't that, doesn't have that many calories.
Thank God.
I've been doing all the research.
Yeah. So before
but you guys
shooting.
Look like you're in great shape. You guys don't need.
What's the matter?
Do you do any physical fitness?
Oh, come on.
Besides getting out of bed?
Can't you tell by looking?
What do you do besides getting out of bed?
That's pretty much it.
All right, let's go over our day. I know what I do. What do you do when you get up?
I get up. I use the bathroom, take a shower, get in the car. Now I'm sitting, see, the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm in a car sitting. I'm in here sitting down. I go home. I sit. I watch TV, eat, and go to bed.
And you never get on a treadmill.
I have one, but
and you just look at it.
I haven't used it.
Where do you live out here in L.A.?
In Studio City. You know,
okay.
I found a use for my treadmill. If I lay at the end of it and put it on slow, I can have it be like a conveyor belt to feed me M&M's.
I think you should move out to the beach. I could see you on Venice Beach.
You are not seeing me with the
beach.
Shirt on. You know, I ain't
taking
my shirt.
I don't want to take it. Don't take your shirt off. My, you know, I play big pussy. I didn't play Vito.
He lost a lot of weight.
Who did?
Vito.
Yeah. He had his stomach stapled or whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
No?
I don't believe in that.
You do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, you just go on a diet, work out. Mm. I work out every day now.
What do you do?
I do an hour and a half of cardio, and then I do Pilates.
Really?
You're doing Pilates.
I do Pilates, yes.
That's the tough stuff. That hurts.
That hurts, but, you know, I got a cute girl teaching me Pilates, so I don't mind it, you know?
I think that's the key. I think you have to be sexually attracted to your trainer of the opposite sex. So you show up and you work hard to impress her.
Well, you know what happened? When I first started working out with this program, I had this guy, Jeff, and he left. I was working at Equinox in Westchester, and he left. And then I would, like, panic. I said, I don't have a trainer. So I remembered this Oriental girl running around the gym and kicking everybody's butt. And I said, I want that Oriental girl. And ever since she came aboard, I've been losing the weight. She walks on my back. She whips me. She does everything.
You've been skinny, skinny long time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And then I decided to go and do Pilates with this other good-looking girl. So it doesn't bother me that I got to get up in the morning and go to the gym.
What was your motivation? Did you fall in love or something? Because you see
what
somebody.
Was my motivation?
Yeah, other than the usual.
You wanted to drop
you
the
want me to, you
busy.
Want me to really show you?
Yeah.
You don't mind if I... We're on radio, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna take
all right.
My shirt.
Oh,
clothes
baby.
On.
The reason why I decided to... Let me pick up because of the scar.
Ooh, got
oh,
it.
My God.
I had a triple bypass.
Oh, man.
That's motivation.
Last July, I couldn't walk up my steps. Last July, I couldn't do anything. So I go see my doctor in New Rochelle, and he says, I'm going to schedule for your stress test. Mm. I go in the next day for a stress test. My doctor at the American, at the heart place, pulled me off of the treadmill and rushed me to the hospital. He said, my heart was about to burst. I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know.
I didn't know.
No, like little pains just every once in a while.
That's the stress test.
The stress test is you get on a treadmill and they give you all this cardio stuff.
Mm.
Wire you up.
Yeah, the wire
you
up.
Look like Schwarzenegger
right.
in Total Recall. And you just do the stress test until you can't do it anymore and they pull you off. Meanwhile, as soon as it started the incline, I was like, he had to give me nitroglycerin.
Oh my God.
Rushed me to the hospital, called up my sister, called up my daughter. I said, I'm going up to the hospital. Panic. You know, they crack your chest open like a lobster. And you're lying there, and then you got to come home and heal. And when I come home and healed, I quit smoking, and I put on 25 pounds. So what happened is they put you into, physical rehab. But I wasn't doing that. I was doing like what you do. You know, I was just watching TV and stuff. And I just got lazy. And then my doctor said, you got to do something. And then VH1 called me. I was supposed to do Fit Club the year before, and I didn't want to do it, you know. I said, I don't know if I want to do a reality show, but it was perfect timing for me.
So after they called you, did you just start eating as much as you could to gain as much weight before shooting? Because I would have.
I was enjoying myself, but I also didn't want to go crazy because of the condition I was under. But I wasn't doing any exercise. So you see, when you watch the Fit Club, the first time out, like, I'm dying. I couldn't do anything.
Mm.
And then you see the progress that I made and a lot of the guys, well, everybody made, that we could do these things. So
I'm kind of worried. There's a lot of people who, like me, you just get fat and lazy, lethargic, and you have no energy. Had you not had that stress test, you wouldn't know that it's heart-related.
You'd probably be dead right now.
I wouldn't be here talking to a pretty blonde and two fat guys. One fat guy.
I look like fat Val Kilmer.
No, you know. You look like a chunky Val Kilmer.
That's what the
Oriental
girls
look like. Val Kilmer who smoked a lot of pot and had a lot of Milky Bars.
Vincent Pastore with us. He's going to be on Celebrity Fit Club on VH1 in August. Can you stick around a little bit?
I ain't going nowhere.
All right, sweet.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Free FM Live in L.A., also Phoenix and San Diego. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And our own Big Tad is still at Puente Hills Toyota for another half hour in the City of Industry. Puente Hills Toyota off of Azusa at Gale. There's some stuff for you from Free FM.
From Big Tad to Big Pussy.
Hmm.
Vincent Pastore is with us in the studio.
How you guys doing?
Good.
So, you're Frosty.
Yes.
And you're Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
And you're...
Val Kilmer.
So how'd you all guys all come together as like a unit? I mean, did you meet on a street corner or what happened?
I know Frosty. We're from the same hometown, Indiana.
Oh, yeah?
So
and
forever.
How'd you get Heidi here?
Well, I'm from Indiana, too, but I met them out here.
Oh, okay. So the concept is three people from Indiana in L.A.?
No, it just happened to work out.
It just happened to be that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's got the biggest tongue?
Well, you've heard about that. Mm-hmm. Heidi,
no, I heard a little about it.
Heidi is packing in the lesbo world.
Yeah.
As you recall, she's hung.
You got a long
like
tongue.
Like a yak.
Yeah, I do.
Or
yeah.
You got a long tongue. Can
like
I draft? Can I have a Christmas present? A birthday present?
You got to show him. Because
I just want to see it. I don't want
to. Oh.
I'm not asking you to stick it in my ear.
See what big pussy thinks of the tongue?
Yeah, let me see about your tongue.
He likes the tongue at all.
Yeah,
I've
never
tried
that. Shouldn't you stand next to him so the big tongue is on the big pussy?
Can we get a picture of me showing big pussy my tongue?
I think that would be
great, man.
Wait till our website gets up and running. All right, I'm coming over.
Come on over, baby. Heidi, wow, you look beautiful.
Doesn't she, though?
What a beautiful woman you are.
Thank you.
And you went the other way, huh? Oh, man.
No. Big tongue on big pussy.
I want to hear reaction, too.
Oh, my God. Holy smokes. Wow.
Have you ever seen
that? Just turned me on, man.
A thing like that.
And I think you're holding back a little
song.
Bit.
I was holding back because the first time I show it, I'm a little shy, so I...
Let it all out.
Wow. So, like, when you get drunk and you're in a bar and you pick up, or you're trying to pick up somebody, is that what you do? You show me your tongue?
Yeah, let's just say I haven't bought a drink for myself in probably 9 years.
She likes
buy
the
you drinks. Wow. That's unbelievable.
You know, now, she could lose the power of speech and be brain dead and still have a career.
Okay, now, Frosty, let me see your tongue.
My tongue is normal size, probably
you
small.
You can't do that?
It's like...
Heidi, can you touch your nose?
I can touch your nose, big pussy.
From there.
She can lick her own eyebrows.
Yeah, I got. Watch me.
Oh, all right, you can.
No, I touched my nose. I touched the bottom of my fat Italian nose.
I got the smallest tongue in the business.
You got? Yeah, you got. That's not a tongue.
I got a nubby tongue.
That's like that looks like I don't want to say it.
I know exactly what you're saying.
That's why I get so messy. My hair looks gelled when I'm done. Yeah. I got to get right in there. I can't. There's no space for me.
See, I can do it in a completely different room.
You could still be watching TV and pleasuring from someone in the
That's
bedroom.
That's it. You just got that lizard tongue. Do you remember that movie with Stacy Keach and Cheech and Chong? Where he smoked a lot of pot and he turned into a lizard?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah, what was it called? It was Up in Smoke. That's what you remind me of.
All right.
The lizard that Stacy Keach became. You must smoke a lot of pot.
Oh, goody.
You had that gun bong type thing?
Right, that was crazy, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have connections. Maybe you can get Heidi work as a tongue double. That was the close-up of just a tongue.
Think there's ever a call for that?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of girls in the business, you
in
know,
porn.
Like that won't use their tongue. You could have worked on Sex in the City.
Oh, I could have. Damn
you
it.
You could have. All the tongue jobs, they would have used you.
The L word, I think there's a place for
you
there.
I could do tongue jobs on the L word, but no one
calls. On the L word? Oh, get me on that.
We'll both go.
You know what? I was at Showtime one day for an interview, and I said to the guys talking to me, I said, the L word, my favorite show. And they looked at me like I was something's wrong with this guy. The L word's his favorite show.
Right.
It's a fast door with this big pussy to you and me.
Yeah. I heard you're doing some traveling. You're going to Guatemala.
Oh, yeah.
In a few days.
I got to go for my shots pretty soon. Going out of Guatemala to do a movie in Antigua, Guatemala with Ben Gazzara, Talia Shire, and a few other older actors. It's a nice independent film about a bunch of people who live in Guatemala.
And you have to get malaria shots and everything.
I
got to
get a bunch of shots next week. They also told me not to go up into the hills because the guys up there got guns and they'll kidnap you for ransom. And I said, no, I better not get kidnapped. I know nobody wants to pay for
me. Yeah,
no
one will pay for me.
Nobody's going to, they're going to say, keep the guy.
You can have him.
Yeah,
can
so
they
I'm
find
going
a nice set around here somewhere?
This guy, I just got a phone call. He wanted to know if I got my one-way first class coach ticket to Guatemala. One-way coach to Guatemala.
It's a long just way to go.
Beware
of
the Guatemalan hillbillies.
Yeah.
Watch out for the lizards
down there, too. Yeah. So I'm going to Guatemala. Yes. I like to travel. I was in London quite a few times with Madonna's husband, Guy Ritchie.
Oh.
We did a film called Revolver. And
oh,
it came out in London, and it came out in Paris, but it didn't come here yet. I don't know. So I hope it comes here. It's called Revolver. Guy Ritchie, myself, Ray Liotta, Jason Stratham. It was a pretty good
film.
You
think maybe all the work gave you the heart attack? Because it seems like you're doing everything. You're doing movies, you're the Sopranos, you're doing Fit Club, and you also do a radio show.
No.
Serious.
What happened is smoking.
Mm. Yep.
Smoking. A lot of smoking.
Did you quit cold turkey?
cold turkey, like John Lennon.
He'll need warm turkey now.
Warm turkey.
Yeah, I quit cold turkey. But no, my lifestyle put me in that position.
Plus, you're working your ass off.
I don't think it's to work. I don't think it's to work. I think it's what you put into your body. I mean, because now I'm working more than I did before because I'm getting healthier. I mean, I'm not going to walk around and say I'm on this great health kick, but I feel better.
Are you working more because you're afraid if you sat around, you'd gain more weight?
I think what's happening now is that I'm working more because I'm realizing that life is short.
Yep.
See, you guys are young guys.
Why don't you work more?
Yeah, I want to work more because I want people to say he's got a decent legacy. You know, this guy did. I don't want him to just say, well, he did The Sopranos and that's it. He didn't do anything after that. I'm looking for something.
Are you worried that no one's going to remember that stuff because of The Sopranos role? I mean,
I worry that The Sopranos is like my last hurrah and it bothers me. So I need to go out and get some. I mean, I got awards from Sopranos, but I want to go out and get some other recognition, you know?
You know, I've heard this before. Larry, I'm going to compare you to Larry King.
Larry
How
King?
How in the hell are you going to put those two together?
It's a hell of a comparison. I don't even look like the guy.
By God, I'll do it.
It's Larry, the suspenders.
Larry King had a syndicated radio show on the Mutual Network, and now I'm into TV, and that was pretty much it. Then he had a heart attack that almost killed him.
Yeah.
And he bounced back from that and said, by God, it's like a second lease on life.
That's what happened.
I'm going to do everything I always dreamed of and never had the guts to
because
do.
Because you say to yourself, hey, man, I'm farting around. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I'm chasing after girls and I'm getting in trouble. And the best thing to do is focus on your career and your life and your family. That's what the most important things.
That's what I should stop doing, just chasing all these girls.
You should
and
stop
around.
Chasing the girls and start hanging out with Big
focus.
Pussy, and I will get you to become part of the Kabbalah.
I think no matter what you do, no matter how great you win some Oscars for movies, that the Big Pussy is going to stick.
It's going to stay with you.
Yeah.
You know, you'll always look like Val Kilmer. Yeah. You can't get rid of that.
Unless you do like
and
a
she'll always have a big tongue.
Big pussy as giant vagina.
Wow.
And then you do that movie, and then maybe they can get confused.
I was talking to VH1 yesterday about a new show, and I said, this is the idea. Big Pussy gets in an RV, and he travels across the country to, like, remote areas. It's called Fish Out of Water. And he goes into these towns like Arkansas, and, you know, and they say, what are you doing here? And she says, but what are you doing there?
But that's the
show. So I said, well, that's the show. I mean, people say, what do you do? She said, well, I don't know. There's got to be a reason why you're there. I says, listen, just picture me in some hick town in Missouri eating catfish. You know, I said, I think that's funny.
That is.
It is fun. I like it.
I already understand.
Well,
I'm on board.
Sell it to the network.
All right.
I think you could be on PBS after Antiques Roadshow.
That's right. And maybe I could even be a narrator for the History Channel after that. Who knows, man?
You could be the next, what, Charles Kuralt?
Charles Kuralt. That's
CBS
right.
News,
I
New York.
Do that. This is Big Pussy. Shane, stay out of the water with your thongs on because you might get bitten by a little minnow.
Those deep, metaphoric thoughts Charles had.
Have you seen any of the foreign broadcasts where they dub the language?
Me.
And if
yeah.
so, do they still stick with pussy or is there another word they use?
They call it grande vagina.
Grande gato.
They were Tony Soprano said, la grande vagina. He's a rato. He's squealing on. Tony Soprano, yes. Yes.
Vincent Pastore, like
it
I said.
It was fun.
He
you
is here.
Me off now.
In August on VH1.
I got
no,
the
I'm
hook.
Off.
I just got the hook. I saw it.
I'm reestablishing.
He ran out of steam. Get him off the radio. He's got nonsense. He's a has-been.
It's a radio thing. You probably should do this on your serious show.
I know.
Reestablish characters.
I know. You reestablish Heidi as Vinny Pastore. I'm here with the guys. I'm with Heidi, Moe, and Schmo. And I'm on the Heidi, Moe, and Schmo channel here on 97.1 Free FM here in downtown Los Angeles. I'm happy to be with these guys, but I really thought they booked me on Conan O'Brien.
Frosty has his hair.
Hey, now you're getting pricing them.
What channel are you on Sirius?
Well, we aren't going to talk about that.
Well, why?
Because isn't that like competition?
Yeah, satellite.
Oh,
Heidi,
no.
What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm on the Wise Guy show.
That's channel 104. Right.
Yeah, well, he knows.
Wednesday night.
Right. Can I talk to you about? Did I talk to you about my radio show yet? I mean, not my radio show. My the video game.
No.
Oh, Brando's video game.
Video game. We got a minute?
Yeah.
1 minute. Video game is called Respect to the Mob. That's very. Why are you laughing for us?
Just the way you said it.
Respect to the mob.
Respect to the mob. Oh, mob.
It's, everybody's in it. Gandolfini, Sirico, Stevie Van Zandt, myself, Robert Eiler. It's about this illegitimate kid that Big Pussy has. And you play the game. And if you kill enough people, you're in the mob. Isn't that a great
Did you have to put on that
kids?
Little suit and put on all the little spots to, like,
yeah,
so
yeah, with the
movement?
Green thing in the back. But isn't that a great Christmas present to give you? Kid,
respect the mob.
Is it really? How to go whack people and end up in Tony Soprano's mob? That's a great Christmas.
So it's good graphics, nice blood everywhere,
all
it's
that
very
stuff. People getting hit over the head with bats, everything.
Respect to the mob. Watch for that.
Okay,
thank you for coming in, Vinny.
I had a lot of fun.
Anytime,
and I love your tongue.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Heidi. Bye, Frosty. Bye, and I'll see you later, Val.
No problem.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.